Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Go to buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off your Raycon order. Well, hello and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And this is the show where Scott and Kim come together and our names mush together to make the word Skim.
Something like that.
It's like that blue milk your mother made you drink when you were younger.
Oh my gosh. Your mom liked skim milk.
She loved skim milk.
Yes, she did.
We hated it.
I think she still drinks skim milk.
It was like off-white water. That's what it was. It was bad. It was about the color. It was the color of the bathroom.
Well, this is much better than that.
I agree. This is a lot better. It's healthier for you. So take it all in. Enjoy it. Chew on it and see what you think. We're glad to be back, everybody. Hope you're having a decent time. We just went through quite the week of medical tests.
2 weeks, really.
2 weeks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kim went through a mammogram. That's where they pancake your boobies. You know?
Yes.
And that came out good, though. You came out clean so far. They haven't said anything.
Things are good.
Yeah.
Did a colonoscopy. We've both been to the doctor just for our blood panels and just like everything that happens in January, we did.
Yep. And you whipped it through. You whipped right through that colonoscopy like it was easy. I don't know.
That's a funny word.
Whipped
right through it.
Whipped right through it.
It whipped right through me.
That's right. She was, they have a new way of doing it. It used to be they'd give you this, they'd just tell you to go to the store and buy a load of like,
That's still an option. It just depends on your doctor.
Oh, okay.
It's like Miralax and Gatorade and these little Correctol, little pink pills, all these things you can just buy.
Yeah.
But this time it was like in a medical box. Here's a prescription. Go fill this. So it's a big box. It has a container to fill up with water and add the ingredients to.
Yeah.
It
was bad.
Was salty lemonade.
Yeah. Never
it was
again.
Disgusting. So yeah, someone came in and I told somebody that and they're like, oh, so it tastes like boogers.
Ew. What? I didn't need to hear
that. Oh my gosh.
So
yuck.
Next time, what do we do? Request a different
form? Yes, there are actually, you can pay a little more,
yeah,
which might be worth it, to take these 12 pills that do the same thing.
You know what? I'm doing that.
Okay.
How much more is
it? I don't know. I'd have to find out you'd have to find out.
Let's see if my cheapness overcomes my comfort level.
I'm going to find out before we do yours. All right. Oh my gosh.
Well, so all of that and also clean. So Kim's doing good. Despite all this stuff in her family side with all this, you know, unbeknownst to us, all these cancer things. Do you know if you have that gene that everyone worries about?
No, my mom has tested for it. We don't know yet. It takes a little while to do it. It's up to like 8 weeks to do it to get the results.
That's lots of fun.
I'm waiting to find out if she doesn't. Carter and I might still go get tested for the gene just to make sure that with two people in the family with breast cancer, it's kind of more scary.
Yeah, you want to take that stuff
serious. Your percentages go up of your chance of getting it.
All the other sisters, though, have now gone in and done it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has Danielle done it? Do you know?
Yeah, and she was clean.
She was clean.
Good.
All right.
Sarah's was good. Mine was good. Mom and Julie, no.
Mom and Julie, no. Dad's still waiting for what they're going to do with his prostate stuff.
Yeah. It's a lot going on in the family.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. Anyway, so I went to the doctor, and I actually had a load of good news. I was surprised. I went in there kind of dreading it.
Because you haven't been back for, 6 months or so?
I haven't been for six. And also, I feel like I've been kind of bad in the last 6 months.
Well, the holidays are hard for that.
Yeah.
And we all know this. Everyone can agree with that.
Yeah.
The holidays make it harder because you're tempted a lot more with really good food.
Yeah. And I can tell you, you know, people, the concerns with my doctor are blood sugar, heart or blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
which was really high for the last 6 visits have been high. I go back in there this time, totally stressed too. So it was probably even higher. and it was not only normal, it was like well down in the happy little normal range. I was thrilled about that. Yeah, and I lost
your blood
weight.
Sugar levels
my
were
blood sugars levels back dropped. To being where I closer to where I want it. And yeah. What else was there? Oh, I'll find out about cholesterol when they get the labs back. But
good job, babe.
I feel pretty good about my little
we
visit.
Sound like a couple of old people. Let's move on.
So when
let's
I take
talk
my
about
medication,
all of our medical things.
I mean, it does start hitting you around now,
it
right?
It does, but we have a lot of young listeners that are like, well, I don't want to get old.
Yeah, that's
screw
true.
This.
This is the, probably avoid the show because of this kind of talk. Well, anyway.
Sorry, guys.
All good in the hood. For me, it's just a positive turn.
It's a positive turn, yeah.
We had sick baby, though, between last time we recorded and now.
Yeah, they had a whole house full of sick kids. Sick kids, sick mom and dad. Oh, Taylor and Dylan, poor guys. But they're better now.
A week ago last week, we had Phoebe and Van over for overnight. We were going to give their parents a night off. Go have a date. Go get dinner.
They wanted to go to dinner, and they didn't want to have to be like back at a certain time before bedtime, before, you know, all that.
Yeah,
so
and we like doing it. It's fun.
We'll take them overnight.
Happy Great. To take them overnight. Awesome. We've done it, I don't know, dozens
Many
of times.
Many times, yeah.
Not a big deal. 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. Dun, dun. Phoebe wakes up and goes,
no.
No, she didn't say that.
she
wake up with a weird gurgle sound, and we're like, what is that? And turns out she barfed all over the place.
Yep.
So then she did this. We hoped that was it. It was like, it was just too much, whatever she ate. Nope. She did it every 20 or 30 minutes on the dot.
Until 3 a.m. And then it was every hour until 6:30 a.m.
And so, you know, Lena's will say we didn't sleep at all. We were constantly in like go mode. It was rough. She doesn't cry though. She's such a weird kid. She didn't really cry during any of this.
Yeah.
She'd get
in between,
mad.
She'd sleep and then she'd start rolling around and kick Scott in the head. Because I had her in the bed.
We had to have
like,
her with us. We didn't know what else to do.
The crib was covered in vomit.
Yeah. So she kicked me in the head, and then I'm like, oh, here we go then.
She'd start moving around, and then she'd totally throw up.
Yeah. And she's kind of a quiet barfer. She doesn't make a lot of noise.
No. She's
and,
like me.
Yeah. And then she doesn't cry. She just says, all done, all done, all done. Just gets mad, you know? And then slept for another 20 minutes, and same thing. Anyway, is a nightmare. Van, thankfully, no, nothing all night. Just great. No issues. Full of energy the next day. She's still sick, so they take them all home. The very next day.
Oh, I think it was Tuesday before Van started.
The very next Tuesday.
He Van started lost throwing it. Up. Yep. And poor kid does not. He's like Taylor. He does not like to barf. He gets so sad about it. He's upset and emotional.
Yeah. Gets very psychological about it. I mean, I am too. This is where Tay gets it, I swear. It's genetic. That's why I never barf. I haven't barfed since 2005.
You won't let yourself?
I can't. It's not even that people are like, just let it go. And I'm like, I can't.
I know. I tried to tell you the same thing. And he's like, I can't do it.
It's not that I don't want to or it's not the right thing in the moment. I can't. My body is not, whatever psychological deal my brain made with my guts, it's without my say because I can't do it.
You have a very cohesive body, don't you?
Yeah. There's
whatever
a whole,
deal
there's,
they made
well, there's meetings.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah. No, it was 2005 we made that deal. Although I can tell you that, see, this is so funny. My memory is pretty clear on this. Last time I barfed, July 2005. 1998 was the time before that. So another good chunk of time.
It was also July, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it was after I went to a Utah 100 dinner with Mark Barrett. I'm pretty sure they food poisoned me there. But it was like the top 100 companies or something. And we had to go to represent our company because the company I worked for at the time was in the top 100.
I wonder how many people got sick that day.
Probably more than just me. I think Mark did too. I think he told me he got sick too. But anyway, that was the second to last time or first or whatever time before the last time.
Yeah.
And then before that, I don't remember. It's been that long. It's huge amounts of swaths of time. I think maybe one of the kids was a baby last time.
Wow.
Like I just don't get sick that way very often. Or if I do, I just curl up in a ball and let time take care of it.
Okay.
The point is, this was rough because I thought, this is what I wanted to get to here. We don't want to, you know, the details don't matter. I thought somehow in the back of my mind that when we got older and we had our kids had kids, that our worry meter would go down.
Why do I sound quieter now?
Oh, sorry. Talk.
Talk. There we go. Much
is that better.
That's weird. Sorry, it started to get really like I could barely hear myself.
I think I tapped your knob. I didn't mean to. That doesn't sound right.
Wow.
I tapped your knob.
Thank you.
Goodness. You didn't even have to take you to dinner. Anyway, what was my point? I don't remember where I was. Oh,
you didn't have to worry about them. And we've now still talked about health issues. So,
well, that's true. But I worry about these kids as much as I did my own.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe even more. Like, I thought some of that anxiety about just the people you're in charge of, and I'm not even in charge of them. My kids are, Taylor and Dylan are wonderfully in charge of them. They're great. They're wonderful parents. They're really good at it, turns out. It doesn't matter. I still think about it all the time. He hurt his knee, what? And I want to stop the whole day and help figure out how to get a Band-Aid for his knee. You know what I mean? I didn't expect that. I thought it'd be just like smooth sailing. Like we'd just be now going, oh, these funny kids, they're just great. Ha ha. And then move on with our old people lives.
Probably, we're not old.
That's the problem is we're not that old. If we were 80, who cares? Right? I mean, you care, but you're just like, you're more like my mom and John. They just are kind of like, meh.
Like they I don't think. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean. Anywho. I think the older we get, the less we'll care. So let's look forward to that. All right, let's talk about. Oh, and Van's birthday was during all this.
Yeah,
which really sucked.
His birthday was on Tuesday when he was sick.
The sickest he was. It was his birthday. He was 5 years old. I can't believe 5 years has passed already. But he is all of 5 years and doing great now. We're going to a dinner tonight to celebrate with him, and then. Again, this weekend sometime, we're doing a, what is it, a trampoline?
It's a trampoline place.
It's like a trampoline warehouse type joint?
Yeah.
Where you just, everything's where jumpable?
All of his friends and cousins will come together and bounce till they barf. No,
yeah.
I don't know.
And just given my garbage.
That would be worse.
Given my garbage lower back, I probably will not be jumping at all.
I will.
You will be?
Definitely.
Well, you have a better back than me. Here we are again, talking about backs. But are they
I'm not old.
Are they?
That's the difference.
I'm only 3 years older than you are. You're not that far behind me.
Enough, apparently.
Hold on a second, though. It's going to be... So that's all friends. And that's not it's just family. That's like a bunch of kids and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm just going to stand around, do I even have to pay to get in?
No, you don't.
Okay, I'm not done. I'm paying.
You don't anyway. They pay for the whole thing.
Oh, they're paying for the whole thing? Oh, I thought we all had to pay for
no.
Okay.
It's a party place. So you end up with a room where they can have a cake and all that stuff and then treats and...
That's also a just a medical. It's a what's the word? Super spreader event just waiting to happen. All those kids, dirty freaking.
We'll be taking our hand sanitizer with us. See, sound old again.
Yeah, but it's a bounce housey thing, so I guess you could do. I see it in videos all the time where they jump
it's
into
a trampoline thing, not a bounce house thing.
Yeah, but you jump into like pits of foam.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what else you do. Is that all you
know? We'll find out. I haven't been to this place before.
And what is it? Which one is it? So we just
Kidtopia,
or everyone.
Kidstopia.
Kids. Wait, really? Let's look it up.
Kidstopia. Yep.
Topia. That sounds like a. So that would be an arcade for me.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. In Roy. Really?
No, we're going to the one in Bluffdale. It's right by their house.
All right, let's look at this. Oh, see, yeah, they got the target things. They got the ball pits.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have fun.
I can smell it. Oh, I've seen this driving past this.
Yeah, you have.
Okay. Yeah, look at all that. You see that? That's bacteria. Look at that. Oh, it's going to be bad. Anyway, we'll see you there, everyone. Not really. Don't go. All right. What else? I don't know. It's just kind of been...
It's just a crazy... Yeah, we've just had a lot going on.
Yeah. A lot more than...
Than we thought we would.
Yeah.
But January ends up being that kind of month. You get a lot done. You take down Christmas. It's all big projects.
Yeah.
And you try to get organized because it's January. Clean everything because it's January. All those things seem to happen. And in the middle of that, we had all the other things going on.
Your brother-in-law, Steve, got pretty far on our basement bathroom we're finally doing. Did we talk about that last time?
No.
I don't think we did. Let me look it up.
No, because we have lived here for a very long time and not done it. And he's like, hey, while I'm there this weekend.
He hates sitting around.
He was here for a week. Yeah, and he doesn't like to sit around. So he's like, hey, let's work on some of your stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn down that. So that is freaking fantastic.
So they went over to Home Depot and bought everything they could see. And that yep. now I'm poor and, you know, it's just the way it is. Support our Patreon. No, we got like, we were not going crazy or anything, but this basement for the 10 years we've been here, which I think October was 10 years, right?
Yeah.
We have been talking about making a bathroom in there, and I've always joked about turning it into a prison bathroom, like all metal and just a single crappy toilet and a metal sink.
He wanted a stainless steel toilet. Yep. I'm like, no, because no one's ever going to want to sit on that.
But then I would put chalk and, you know, put like, you know, the days counting down. I'd put a what's her name, Fuzzy Britches from Shawshank Redemption poster up. And I'd even pull.
You can still do that, but we're actually going to put walls in, and electricity in, and a shower.
And a shower in there, yeah. But I really wanted it to look like a banged up prison bathroom, and I don't know why I thought I was going to get my way. But
shout out to Steve; he's working on it, and it looks so great already. We've got
all the
2x4s in, framing's in, electrical's ready to just plug.
Plumbing's ready.
Yeah.
Everything's ready.
It's pre-plumbed. Everything.
Yeah, it was already, there was already a shitter hole and there was already a thing for sink and all that, but he had to do the electrical and there was one other thing he has to do. He said, what was it? Oh, he asked us if he wanted to wire it so a bidet could be in there. Yeah. And we said, no, don't worry about it. And he like did it anyway.
Cause he's like, I'll bring my own.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd like to have a bidet. Cause the thing is when they stay here with us, they're usually down here. So this will benefit them when they're around. But I'm looking forward to it because there are times on the show where I gotta go.
I'm sure they all know because I'm sure you talk about it.
I probably do. I gotta pee, you know, and it's much better to just go across the hall and go all the way upstairs.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So big ups to Steve, the Lord of all he surveys. Let's now move on to a quick word about our friends at Raycon, whom I love and adore. These guys are great. The thing is, we got Valentine's Day coming up, right? And look, I don't care what your relationship status is on Valentine's Day. There's somebody you like or care about, even if it's your mom, whatever, right? You used to come home from school, give your mom a Valentine. That's a thing you could do. Mm-hmm. What did your mom do when you did that to her? Did she ever, was she like, that
you
looks
always
like...
always made cards and stuff when you were a kid, right?
She didn't think it was satanic or something weird like that.
No.
Okay, good. That's good to know. But we can all agree some things are better together. Peanut butter and jelly, for example. Bert and Ernie, they're pretty good together. How about a blockbuster movie and a bucket of popcorn? Oh, I'm hearing good things about Dune Part 2. Somebody said the other day.
So excited.
Somebody told me this, that this is Villeneuve's Empire Strikes Back. That's high talk.
All right.
So you know what else is a perfect match? Well, I'll tell you right now. Raycon earbuds. A pair of them for you and the person you love. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. I use my Raycons every day. In fact, they're right here. Look at these in their little clamshell.
No one can see them.
I know.
I can see them.
But they're charged and ready to roll, which means I can put them right in my ear and go for it. They're the ones I love. I still use them every day. And with optimized gel tips, they're the perfect fit for my big stupid ears. And they stay in there, which is a rarity. I'll be honest. A lot of the other stuff I've tried in the past, they fall out. These don't. And I don't know why. It's almost like they know me. It's weird. Anyway, like any serious love story, your Raycons are here for a good time and a long time. 8-hour playtime, 32-hour battery life. Most importantly, you get amazing audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon everyday earbuds are used to feeling the love. They've already gotten tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Add mine to the list. Anyway, I love them. The ear tap functionality is really great. The noise isolation works really well. And the awareness mode is good when Kim needs me to do something. they're really, really fantastic for music, for podcasts, audiobooks, whatever you're doing. So go to buyraycon.com/skim today. That's buyraycon.com/skim to get 15% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. One more time. That's buyraycon.com/skim. to score 15% and free shipping. Kim, it's time for emails and stuff like that.
Let's do it.
I actually have voicemails today, too. You excited?
Cool. Love it.
Let's start with this one. This was a text sent to 801-471-0462. And it says this. Hey, Scott and Kim, I have a question or anything specific to say. Or anything specific to say other than that I love Skim and all the Frog Pants shows. I felt bad you didn't have any voicemails or texts this time around. Ben from Western New York says you can't call everything that isn't New York upstate New York. He's right. I do it all the time. Honestly, if it isn't New York City, I just go, oh, is it upstate then? I always do that. Then you're
Ben, that is awesome. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
Because we love doing the show and we love to hear from everybody.
You either live in Long Island, Manhattan, or Buffalo. Those are the three places that you live.
We're going to need to go to New York so you can see it for yourself.
We will. I'm going to get there. I'm sure of it. You know how I love crowds. They're the best. question for Skim, another text here. No name on this one, but it says, I'm closing on my first house next month, and I'm curious if you guys have any suggestions on non-essential items that you purchase early on. I've never been one to decorate any more than a bed and kitchen utensils in the past, so curious what people do with all this space. I'm a big fan of minimal, if you can swing it. Like, less is more, in my opinion. We have too much crap now, but compared to some people I know, this is nothing.
I'd say non-essential, but would make you feel good as rugs. I love rugs.
Oh, yeah, good rugs are good. And like, if you have carpet, get rid of it as soon as you can and put in hardwood.
That isn't...
It's not cheap.
That's not essential either.
No, but maybe the place they got already has something, laminate or something. And if you do...
Rugs make it feel more homey, and plants. That's my other thing.
Yeah, plants are really homey.
And you can just do one plant... Yeah. And a rug, and it's going to feel more like your space.
Right. And then you just have, I don't know, cleanliness is the big thing. And Kim's really great about that. So everything's always clean, except down here where you can tell her I live here.
This is your office.
Yeah. I mean, I do my best,
but I'm not down here as often as you are.
I have a roll of paper towels wrapped in a cloth towel for some reason. And a bunch of these candy things you get.
We're going to need to clean your office. But
I was going to have this already where I was going to have a new setup where over on this desk, my second person can be so that I'm more prepared for not just Skim, but anytime I have a guest, I want to make a more permanent way of doing that. Mm-hmm. But I have things. I got to work it out. I may have to draw this out.
But first. I'm very excited that you are closing on your first house. That's so much fun to figure out what your space should
it's
look
exciting,
like.
Right? For it's exciting, right? It's an exciting time.
It's for, very exciting.
For people. I remember the first time we did it, it was intense.
Every time we've moved, we're like, there's all this extra space. What are we supposed to do? And then a year later, you're like, oh my gosh, we need to get rid of some stuff.
Yeah, that's the mode we're in now. But yeah. But yeah, nice, you know, a decent couch. Spend time at IKEA. You don't have to do a lot of money, you know, but a good couch.
And look on Facebook Marketplace if that's available to you.
Nice rugs at like, not Kohl's, TJ Maxx has cheaper rugs. And they're decent. Mm-hmm. And those look great. Just a big round rug in a big room. Oh, man. Yeah, but go less. Less is more, in my opinion. voicemail time. This is about night terrors, which our daughter used to suffer from back
in
the day.
Van does still.
And Van does still. Sometimes. Yeah, I've never seen him do it. But like here, he's never done it.
No.
But he has talked in his sleep, which is a little weird. But anyway, here it is, that call.
I'm wondering if you can talk more about Taylor's night terrors. How did they start? What caused them to end? Is that just something that happens to little kids? I'm just curious as to if that is a normal thing. Thanks. Bye.
I don't feel like she had them past age 5 or 6 or something, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
She was very young. And the way it would work is you would just hear her screaming, run in her room, and she'd be sitting up in her bed, not even seeing you. It's like she was still in a dream state. She would see past you.
Right through you.
Right through mm-hmm. you. It was a very odd experience. And she would just be very upset, like she was seeing the worst ghost she'd ever seen or something. And so, you know, you cuddle them and calm them down and everything works out in the end. And she stopped, like I said, around 5 or 6. Probably Van will do the same thing. But I just think there's certain kind of kids with sensitivities to either stimulus or just...
When we asked her later, I don't remember if it was... For some reason, I think elephant or something that she was seeing, but she wasn't awake, but her eyes were open. But then at the same time, it seemed like another time was probably a monster.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends on what they're watching, what they're doing during the day, what they're reading, you know, things like that. It's even when they're really little.
Right.
It kind of just sticks with them.
And some people get these into their adulthood. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. not that uncommon. But for kids, they usually stop by then. Carter never had it. Not even once. Nick never did. It was just Tay.
It's just the sensitivity to you know, their psyche.
Yeah. She's sensitive. She gets, you know, she's a really sweet kid who's really in touch with everything. Taylor is. She tends to just, she's an observer. She listens to everything. She watches a movie or hears people talk to her, and she'll move her mouth while they talk sometimes. She'll even do this now. It's like a really intense movie. She'll be, oh, let me. And it's really funny. Van does it as well. So I think there's a little bit of genetic stuff. And I do it. This is totally me as a kid. I had night terrors all the time. My dad, I think I've even told the story on a few shows. I'm not going to tell the whole thing. But essentially, I was having recurring nightmares. And my dad had to figure out this really creative way to have them end. And it worked. If people haven't heard that story, let us know. And I can retell it here on the show. But I think I just passed that on to her. And she just has it's that like kind
a,
of brain.
There's a sensitivity to scarier things.
Right.
As a little kid.
Right. I'm looking it up on the Mayo Clinic right here. They say the symptoms of sleep terror are different from nightmares. A nightmare is a bad dream. The person who has a nightmare wakes up from the dream and may remember some details. A person who has sleep terror remains asleep. Children usually don't remember anything about their sleep terrors in the morning. Adults may recall part of the dream they had during sleep terrors. So yeah, she would never... We would talk like at breakfast, mm-hmm. And if she remembered anything, it might remember the part where I woke her up.
Yeah, like.
But that's it. Mm-hmm. And so it wouldn't stay with her or whatever. But during sleep terror, you may hear screaming, shouting, crying, sitting up in bed looking terrified.
And that was what I remember.
Wide-eyed, sweating, breathing heavily, this sort of stuff, racing pulse. Sometimes they'll kick and thrash. She never did that. And it's hard to comfort and soothe them just
because they're not awake.
They're not. Yeah. They don't even know you're there.
Yeah.
Really. And the Mayo Clinic recommends if it starts to happen a lot, like all the time, then you want to go get her, you know, you want to get them looked at by a professional or whatever. Cause sometimes it can lead to injury. It can also mess up their sleep patterns in a way that will never recover. So you want to be careful with that. But if it's just like an occasional thing, at least our experience with Tay, it was brief. You know, and she's the one that, like, she bawls during every Pixar movie. She cries.
She did as a kid.
She's a very sensitive. She doesn't even now. Something will come out now. She'll see the news. She saw, what was it, the Mario animated thing, and she cried in the first time she saw it. Like, that's just her. And so you're going to have kids that are just maybe a little bit more emotionally raw. Mm-hmm. And personally, I think it's their superpower. Like, as much as it's a pain for her to have to deal with that sometimes, it makes her much more of a empath to others. She's very, very keyed very into how aware. Others are feeling, how she can help. Like, she's very good at that stuff. So
yeah, she's very aware of what everyone else is going through.
Yeah. But anyway, we hope, not knowing too many of the details here, we hope your situation gets better. And don't stress about it too much. It can seem like chaos at the moment.
Well, because it's in the middle of the night. Everything seems like chaos in the middle of the night.
Does anything cool happen after like 1 a.m.?
Not really.
It really doesn't. My parents used to say this. They'd say, because I'd want to go out with my friends and I'd want a longer curfew. Dad, can I come home at 1? No. And then I'd argue and then they'd say, look, nothing good happens after midnight. And I used to just blow that off. They were right, dude. Nothing. I don't know if it's lack of light or the sleep issues or the what it is, but nothing good happens after midnight. Unless you're home and in bed or somewhere in the house
watching
doing the thing
a movie
that's good.
Or something, yeah.
But if you're out there in the world and it's 2 a.m., dude, forget, go home. Freaking go home.
There's a lot of partiers out there. It's fine. Do your thing.
Well, I'm not judging, but you know how it is. All right, we got one more voicemail. These again came to 801-471-0462, and this came from Amy.
Hello, this is for Skim. It's your pal, Amy Red Fraggle. You guys were just talking about your teeth and how if you could go back in time and, like, scare yourself into taking better care of your teeth. And I just thought I would share a little story from my past. Well, so when I was growing up and I got braces, my older sister, who had also gone through braces, said to me, if you don't brush your teeth after every single thing that you eat, when they take your braces off, your teeth will be striped. And this scared the crap out of me. So I became like completely neurotic and obsessive about my teeth to the point that I can come home like it'll be, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning after being out or something like that. It's crazy. And I'll be dog tired, but no, boy, howdy, I'm going to brush my teeth before I go to bed. So anyway, yeah, so I kind of had like a little smaller version of that because, you know, I idolized my sister and she put the fear of God into me about my teeth. Okay. Thanks.
All right. I love that story. I wish I would have had that feeling of urgency. Part of my problem is my mom didn't seem to care.
Your mom worked at a dental office. That's not true.
No, hold on. That made it worse. That made it more ironic.
Made you not listen to her.
She worked at a dental office. She worked at the front desk. It wasn't like she was doing anything fancy. But she worked there, and she may have done some assisting at some point. But when it came time for braces, we were at a point in our family's timeline where money was very scarce. Nobody had any money. My dad was struggling. Everything was struggling. Couldn't afford it. And so she's like, "Nah, he doesn't need him," and just didn't give him. I just didn't get braces, and I should have. Now I have an overbite from hell. The way I bite, it grinds on my bottom teeth, makes
them
shorter.
I'm sure she wasn't like, "But don't brush your teeth either."
No, but she didn't. She wasn't very enforced. I don't know. It wasn't great. I mean, yes, could I have as a kid had a little more responsibility about myself? But I'm a kid. I don't know. You know, when you're 10, what are you going to go? Oh, I'm not going to eat this whole candy bar and then not worry about it for 3 days, like. That's just how you are as a kid.
That's gross.
It is gross. Now, I take really good care of them.
I brush my teeth every night before bed, no matter what.
Well, it's because your mom was hardcore. And you also were born with perfect teeth. You have no need for any braces ever. Not even a retainer or a reshaper or Invisalign or any of that. You don't need any of those things. You have all your wisdom teeth still.
Yeah, it's true.
You've had one major dental incident. It's because a tooth got chipped on a hard burger morsel or whatever the hell that was.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And that's it.
She
have beautiful smile. Pisses me off. And you guys
You're welcome. I don't know. What do you want to say to that?
You guys had fluoride
you
in the water.
You piss me off.
Mississippi at the time, they may be the lowest in education. They may be the lowest in a bunch of areas, but they had fluoride in their water and we didn't.
No, we didn't have fluoride.
I thought you did.
No, we had to go every Friday.
At the beginning
of the school year, your mom signed a paper whether or not you could do it. You had to go sit in the hallway and everyone got a little cup, swished for 1 minute of fluoride, spit it back out and threw it away.
See, we didn't have anything
every
like that.
Every Friday, I remember that.
We were up here going, "You ain't no government can tell us what to do in school." And so all we got was jock checks and bad teeth. That's what we did. Anyway, frustrates me.
Yeah, we did fluoride manually in school.
Ugh. I would kill I wouldn't kill. I mean, I could go get veneers or, you know, I could do something weird, but I don't want to do that. I just want to have the teeth I've got. I've already got, okay, so people don't know this. Since we last spoke, I bit down on like a peppercorn and it split a crown. So now I got a third of a crown off right now. It doesn't hurt. Everything's fine. And it's just like exposed cement. It's fine. I'm going to go get it fixed. But that happened. And then 3 days later, an old filling on the upper left just decided it was time just to start to fall out, just start to be dumb. So now I got two of these things, and I still haven't gone in because I know this is going to cost me like $2,000 or some nightmare.
I'm sorry.
So we're setting up a fund, and no, that's not true. Anyway, it sucks. I know. I hate teeth, dude. Freaking, I'm telling you, when I get to become a lord of a universe, here's what I'm going
to
do.
Maybe your brother should have teased you more and said something like that to you, because Amy's sister totally made a difference for her.
That's true.
That's fantastic.
My brother never said anything to me that inspired me to do anything. That's not true. Well, I have my Korean brother, Matt. I shouldn't call him that. My brother, Matt, who was adopted from Korea.
Say your brother Matt?
He just barely knew English. That actually has a point to it when I bring it up that way, because he still didn't know English very well. He's not giving me good advice. It's me giving him all the advice, because he's new in this country, the cultural changes, all that. That was up to me to be
all
the older
that advice
brother.
At 11 years old, you were giving him.
Even though, well, even now, I feel like I do it with him. So he's never really felt like my older brother, even though he's older. He's very much my younger brother culturally and sort of like developmentally and all that. That sounds bad, but it's not.
It's not quite what it does.
But my older brother Mark, who's 10 years older than me, never gave me good advice like this. He never said, "Take care of your teeth. You're gonna regret it later if you don't." Or it was usually just him giving me Melvins or Snuggies, which I think are the same thing. I don't know why they called them Melvins back then, but whatever. He would give me a Melvin once a week. That didn't teach me any lessons.
He teased you relentlessly.
Yeah. What does having your underwear up your butt do for you at the end of the day? Not for your teeth. It doesn't work.
Different kind of floss.
Different floss. That was pretty good.
Thanks. I am funny, damn
you
it.
You are funny, damn it. Very good. All right. We got to talk about our foodie for the week. And the food that we're going to talk about is this kale salad Kim made that also lasts like a month. And
it doesn't last a month. Oh, my gosh. You're so weird.
It's so good, though. It's so good. So tell people what you made and why.
So I made a kale salad because someone else had given me the recipe, but I kind of tweaked it because that's what I do with every recipe I ever get.
Yeah, so you never follow the instructions entirely.
Chopped kale, yeah. Toasted pecans, really thin sliced red onion, and feta cheese.
Mm.
Would you stop doing that while I talk about it?
Wait, what's the flavor? It's like a lemon deal.
So I made a lemon vinaigrette for
that's
it.
That's what it is, yeah.
And I that's the right recipe now. I didn't really follow was the vinaigrette.
Yeah.
I did do, it asked for Dijon, and I didn't have plain Dijon mustard. I had this basil Dijon. So I used that with some white balsamic vinegar and some oil and some fresh lemon juice, salt and pepper.
Mm.
That was it.
It's so good.
Stir that all up, pour it over the whole salad. Everybody was happy.
I go back. It's rare that a salad makes me go back.
You're so funny that you say it lasts a month. It lasts a few days because the kale doesn't break down.
Kale holds up. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't get all soggy and weird.
Right. But it's the only salad I've ever had where I went back for like thirds. It's so good, you guys. And you know what? Grill up a little simple chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it in there too. Oh, man. And those, so the one
I think you could add a couple things. I think if you added toasted pumpkin seeds would be really good.
Yeah.
And also when you serve it, put a little bit of avocado on top. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would make it fantastic.
The only good thing to ever come out of a pumpkin, except other than Halloween stuff, is the seeds. And you have to, you got to roast them. And I'm not talking about the big fatty ones, like the little green ones. You got to
go inside the fatty ones.
Yeah. The hard outer shell stuff, you don't want that. Although as kids, we'd eat that. I don't know if that was killing us or what that did to us.
Serious fiber is what it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
I did all right in that department as a kid. It was the teeth I had to worry about.
There you go.
Try it. Get it. Have it. It's good. That salad's amazing. And what Kim just described to you is that's the ingredients. That's it.
And kale's relatively inexpensive compared to a lot of things. Like it's just the curly kale.
It's not baby kale.
You just want to wash it and cut off the middle part because it's really stalky.
Yeah.
And
wash it good because washing, it gets a little curly, so you can get some dirt in there.
Dirt in there and,
Yeah, Kim's really good at getting that out.
La la la. Can't
Kim
do that.
Hates it. She can't even put her teeth together right now.
Nope.
Right this second.
Sand or dirt.
Sand, dirt, eggshell. How you like that?
Okay. Can't put my teeth together now.
I love it. Her perfect teeth can no longer meet. That is going to do it for today's show. Now, look, I was kidding before, obviously, but we do have a Patreon. If you're like, man, I really want to support you guys directly and help Scott pay for his stupid teeth. Here's how you can do it. Patreon.com/frogpants. It's our big general Patreon that kind of covers all the little stuff around the network. And we would love for you to do it. It's just a monthly one, too. So it's, cheap. It's not per episode or anything like that. And you get a lot for your money. So go check it out, patreon.com/frogpants. For low as a dollar a month, in fact, you can get in on that. And we would love it and appreciate it if you did. You can go to our website and find all our details, contact stuff, everything else at frogpants.com/skim. And skimshow@gmail.com is our email address. We got none of those this week, but we got texts and voicemails. So we'll take them however we get them. We don't care. Whatever you want to send them.
We like them all.
Keep them coming. Don't make us be sad.
Make us be sad.
Make us be happy. I think that's it. Kim, do you have anything to add before we go?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening.
You're awesome.
We'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com. No.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.